good ball down the line there from Moreno for Coutinho.
He's onside. He's just kept onside by Ron Vlaar. He enters the penalty area, left edge of the box. Still Coutinho, rolls it back. The shot will go wide, and it's scooped wide by Joe Allen.
Yeah, good play though from Coutinho. A little side step to get away from Tom Cleverley. Seen Joe Allen at the edge of the 18-yard box there. Just played the ball in his path, but just leaning back there, Allen, as he took the strike on.
What an atmosphere. What an opening. It's all in the balance at present. Grealish takes it onto his left foot, gives to Nzogbia. He's got room to cross. Far post he goes, but Benteke can't get up that high, and that ball whips past him really quickly and goes out for a Liverpool throw. Villa play the ball into the Liverpool half. Stumped down that left wing by Richardson. Breaks towards Delph. Now the shot by Villa is tipped over the crossbar. The referee points to the corner flag, and Zogbia's shot for Simon Mignolet to raise the right left arm high, and just about got fingertips.
Yeah, that all started with Benteke with a little run down the left.
Ball out to the right side of the Liverpool area. And Zogbia with it. Low pass towards Cleverley. Turns and takes the low rifle. What looked like a cross comes sharp. It's come off a Liverpool leg and gone out for a corner kick. Cleverley took up a good position. Hit Moreno's leg.
Yeah, it was a lovely move though. It was from a short free kick. Instead of playing the ball into the box, they went down the right channel.
I've seen some games this season where Liverpool have survived long periods like this. And today it is still goalless. As Henderson now puts the ball into the box. What can Sterling make of it? Went for the back flick with the header. That brings memories of Andy Carroll's back flick header, but eventually picked out by Shea Given.
Yeah, there was a nice ball floated in there from the right-hand side, wasn't it, to pick out Raheem Sterling. I just think he lost his position where he was.
Now from the left side, Coutinho rolls it in for the run of Henderson. Great pick out. Henderson feeds it back. Opportunity maybe knocks. Steven Gerrard just went over legs. Comes back out of the edge of the box. Sterling now into Coutinho! He is a magician! It's Philip Coutinho! Oh, relentless pressure for a minute, and Coutinho finds the corner of the Aston Villa net, and he jumps into the Wembley air with joy in his heart. Aston Villa 0, Liverpool 1. Richardson to Delph. Delph dribbles it well. Lovely neat pass into Grealish, who's on the left wing. Attacks the Liverpool box, rolls it back into Delph. Delph looks for a Villa man! And Villa score! It's the scourge of Liverpool, Christian Benteke! He's pummeled that one low into the right corner of Mignolet's net. And Liverpool's lead lasted barely 5 minutes in this game. Excellent work by Grealish. Delph made a deft run. And Benteke with a first-time hit. Markovic breaks away to the halfway line. Sends a ball over the half line. Raheem Sterling picks up this ball from the left side. Tries to turn his Manacora inside out. Does just that. Now he's got help in the box in Gerrard. Teed back in towards the feet of Coutinho. He's in an area where he can score, but he can't get a clean shot. It's Aston Villa now on the attack. Right side, Bakuna chips one into the box. Benteke hits it. Oh, he got the full force with the initial hit, but it stung the legs of a Liverpool player, yeah, and it dribbled into the hands of Mignolet.
I'll tell you, it would have been a lot more trouble if Lovren hadn't taken the pace off the strike there, because he caught it sweetly, didn't he? I mean, it was an easy one because it just bounced in front of him.
There's Kieran Richardson trying to defend, but taking a gamble for a second because the engine of Jordan Henderson got him right on towards the ball then, and eventually a Cora's clearance to the halfway line. Drops to Delph. Delph forward ball. Benteke's onside, but he's dragged wide to the left. He back heels it in towards Grealish. Grealish edge of the box, rolls it into Delph. Delph with time. Delph! Delph puts Villa in front of Wembley. And these Villa fans go absolutely crazy as their team come from behind to take the lead here. They're hugging each other in joy. The Liverpool end has fallen silent, and there's a lot of work to be done now for Liverpool to try and force their passage to a cup final against Arsenal. They're confident, this Villa side. Liverpool are not, and that's a weak clearance from Moreno. Runs to Grealish, him to Benteke. Look for space, roll it in for Grealish. This ball's going to break for Richardson. Thankfully, he hits the worst shot you're ever going to see inside the penalty area. Got it all wrong, almost tried to turn his body inside out to get the side foot goalwards, and Villa should be 3-1 up there. Back in it comes from Chan, but all of a sudden Villa break. Benteke has a first touch which isn't great, picked up behind him by Nzogbia, rolls it on towards Benteke. Mignolet's out. What a challenging tackle by Moreno to clear it just when it was desperately needed. Steven Gerrard pops it down 22 yards from goal. Referee happy with where he's placed it. Then he counts out the wall at the same time. Stephen just manoeuvres the ball to a perfect spot for him. He won't allow anyone else to have a sighter from here. Remember AFC Wimbledon in the third round in which Liverpool entered the competition. He tucked away a beauty.
He did. This is his range.
Will he do it here? Short run up. Gerrard takes it right into the hands of Shea Given. You could feel the worry from the Villa fans all around this side of the ground when Gerrard was going to take that.
Yeah, absolutely. But, I mean, he just lofted it. He got the height to get it over the wall and he got the dip to get it on target, but there was no power in the strike whatsoever.
And a corner kick for Steven Gerrard to take. This game has 6 minutes left before the 90. Corner taken. Was that Lovren? Was that a header?
Yeah,
I couldn't quite see it clearly enough.
Yeah, he got a header
right over the bar, isn't it?
Yeah, he got a header Westwood as well, and he's got to attack it better than that.
Coutinho's corner, Gerrard's header. It's off the line by Richardson, back in by Skirtle, and over the top of the crossbar. So close to being Gerrard's dream goal there, but just cleared in the far corner by Richardson.
And that's why you have men on the post. That very reason.
The Villa fans are full of voice, the Liverpool fans silent. Balotelli breaks through. Can he get it on his right foot? Flags up. Flags up.
Flag was up some time ago in the initial ball. The referee just allowed play to continue for a minute. Obviously didn't see the assistant in flag. I'd seen it straight away, so I wasn't getting carried away. But good finish from Balotelli. I don't think Shea Given actually made an attempt to make the save. And just when he runs it, he's not off.
Well, he's nowhere near offside.
Nowhere near offside.
I mean, he's not
Bakuna
even...
Bakuna is playing him on by 2 or 3 yards. That's an awful decision
that's
by
the That's a shocker. You're not talking about margins. Johnson rolls it in towards the feet of Ricky Lambert. Inside the penalty area. Maybe a chance here. Right at the death. Ball delivered in. Balotelli's header's over the crossbar. Mignolet skies it over the halfway line. Westwood with a header. And sometimes dreams don't come true. There's to be no FA Cup birthday present for Steven Gerrard at the end of May 2015. There's to be no silverware to mark his send-off, and Gerrard stands in the middle of the Wembley pitch, a dejected man, as the 30,000 fans all around here look on and start to walk to their cars and wonder how on earth they did not make their way to a Wembley final. They weren't good enough today against an Aston Villa side who dominated the occasion and was simply much, much better.